Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Mark Lubner, Group CEO of Africa Tikkun. Very good afternoon, Mark. How are you this afternoon?
Real good. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the show.
And our absolute pleasure, Mark. It is so great to chat to you. And what a day, Nelson Mandela Day. And I know, obviously, with Tikkun, there's a long history with Nelson Mandela, and I know it goes way back. It goes back, I think, to 1999, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, quite right. Thanks. Yeah, it was the day when Madiba came out to one of our original sites in Richfontein. And I think he not only encouraged us, but he gave us kind of a vision that I think has helped to frame the organization going forward over the last 25 years.
And I think, Mark, just give us a bit of insight into the organization.
Sure. Very quickly, Africa Tikkun started its life as a vanilla charity organization. Mm-hmm. It looked at communities across South Africa and their needs, and it tried to provide as best they could. Typically, you know, there were different needs in different communities. But ultimately, we created a vision which was called Cradle to Career, which is now our model, where we believed if you got young children early enough, you could teach them values. And after teaching them values through our early childhood development centers, when those kids came back to us in their after-school years, and I'm talking about the after-school day, they would come to our centers, then we could start to look at things like teaching kids to believe in themselves and the decisions that they made, help them with homework support, help them with career decisions, help them with sport, nutrition, all the kind of things that are so necessary to raise what is ultimately going to be a productive individual. And then we engage with companies to offer learnerships, work experience programs, leading hopefully to permanent jobs. So that's essentially the Cradle to Career model. It's a philosophy that says at any point of time, we've got individuals in the system who are being groomed ultimately for the workplace or for their own businesses.
I think it's such a wonderful, wonderful initiative. And was there anything special today, or was it sort of a run-of-the-mill day?
No, unbelievable day today. I mean, we've had incredible support. Each year, we find more and more corporates come up with really, you know, intellectual ideas as to how to help, you know, kids that are looking for jobs to become better positioned for the appropriate jobs, not just simply to go to university and just do a BA degree, but rather, in fact, to think about how they're going to be income generating in an environment where formal sector jobs are just not being created. So we've got companies that are funding bursaries. We've got a massive program today where we're trying to actually get 1 million kids fed together with the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund. And it's a drive to not just look at food security in isolation, because so what? So you feed a child today, you know, I'm being rather candid, but if you feed a child today, well, then they're going to be dependent still on food for tomorrow. You've got to marry education, job skills training, a belief in self with the basic Maslow, you know, hierarchy of needs relating to food security, safety, and all the critical elements that raise an appropriate child.
And Mark, unfortunately, we don't have too much time, but if somebody wants to get hold of your organization or someone wants to donate or learn more, do you want to give us your website so we can
see? Sure. Thanks very much. www.africa, with a K, A-F-R-I-K-A, T-I-K-K-U-N, N for November, .org. And if I can just quick word, you
sure.
know, I was thinking about how would Madiba be, you know, on today's day of celebration. I think you'd be weeping, frankly. I think you'd be weeping for the fact that the combined, unified South Africa that he dreamt about, the Rainbow Nation, seems just so far from the actual truth. You know, there's this huge divide that still exists between politicians and businessmen and women that needs to be very quickly addressed, because I think if we don't come together with business-minded individuals driving the economy and politicians creating policy that's appropriate to what the needs of the country, we really are going to end up with a situation that I think Madiba would be most embarrassed about.
Absolutely. Mark Lubner, Group CEO of Africa Tikkun, thank you so much for sharing some light. Thank you for that message. And this has been Gary Brumberg with The Overdrive on Madiba's birthday, the 18th of July.